You know, the Word of God talks about that, you know, in the last days, you can go read it there in Matthew and several different portions of the Word of God, that in the latter days, there's going to be all kinds of turbulence and turmoil and everything else. But I want to tell you something. Everything that comes indirectly or directly comes from the enemy. And don't forget, he's a defeated foe. He's been defeated. Jesus whipped him at Calvary. You know, the word of the Lord endures forever. You know, 1 Peter 1:25 says, but the word of the Lord endures forever. Now, this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. I sort of like the way that NIV states it. But the word of the Lord stands forever, and this is the word that was preached to you. Now, actually, Peter is going back and paraphrasing off of Isaiah 40, number 8. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God stands forever. You know, because of the word, we have victory. Because of the word, we're empowered to master every situation and every circumstance that comes our direction. Because of the word, we stand as winners. We need to constantly be aware of what the Word of God has to say. Because it's that Word in our heart that gives us the faith and the confidence to go through everything that's coming our direction. You know, some people are all upset and everything. But listen, let me tell you, the Word of God says that in this world, Jesus said it there in John, in this world you're going to have troubles and tribulations, but take heart, I have overcome the world. We just need to get back to and get a hold of the Word of God and forget about everything else. Just get a hold of the Word. Stay with the Word. I guess I grew up with that all my life. That's all I ever heard. The Word. Stay with the Word. I asked Dad, you know, about 9, 10, 12 years old. Dad, what about this? What about that? What does the Word say, son? What does the Word say? That's all I ever heard out of him was, what does the Word say? He wasn't concerned about what this one was saying or that one was saying or anything else. All he was concerned about is what the Word of God says. If we'll stay with what the Word of God says, we will come out victorious on the other side. Jesus said we're going to have trials and tribulations, but he said you're going to win. You know, many times people talk about the Daniel in the lion's den and the three Hebrew children and going in the fiery furnace. Listen, they went through some stuff, but they came out because of their faith in their God. You know, the word of the Lord will equip you to triumph every time. Matthew 4:4, we all know what it says, but I'm going to read it anyway. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And the word that's translated word there is rhema. Actually, rhema just means spoken word. We take it to mean the spoken word of God. But this, the word, in its purest sense, the word rhema in the Greek simply means spoken word. It was when he spoke the word that he overcame the devil and was victorious. The spoken word will bring you a life of victory. The spoken word out of your mouth will change your life. The spoken word out of your mouth will cause you to rise above every situation, everything that the enemy can come at you. The spoken word binds the enemy and keeps you safe. You know, people always want to, oh, I bind you, Satan. Hey, you know how to bind him? Quote the word at him. When you quote the word at him, it paralyzes him. Come on now. The word. Turn to your neighbor and say, the word of God is your victory. The word of God was written down for us. But if it's going to be of value to you, it's going to have to come out your mouth. Thank God it's written. And you know what? You can know it. But until it comes out of your mouth, it doesn't become effective. When you speak the word out of your mouth, you know, read it daily, meditate on it, speak it every day. You know, I say just about every day, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and glad in it, be glad in it. I say every day, just about every day, I say, Father, I thank you for wisdom today, because I don't know what I'm going to face, but you'll give me wisdom to handle whatever situation comes my direction. I say it all the time, probably 2 or 3 times a day. I've not been given a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind. I say it all the time. No weapon formed against me will prosper. You see, when you begin to speak the word of God out of your mouth, it begins to change your feeling. You know, somebody said, well, I don't feel this. Hey, begin to speak the word of God and you'll start to feel something. The word of God will bring a feeling. Have you ever noticed that you're at a memorial service and things are sort of sad and somebody begins to quote or read the word of God and the whole atmosphere changes? You want to change your atmosphere? Quote the word. You need to get the word, hide the word of God in your heart so that you don't have to go look it up all the time. You can just start quoting it out. See, when the Bible proceeds out of your mouth, something begins to happen. The enemy knows the word and he knows the power of the word. The word of God must proceed from your mouth. Too many people lose the battle because they're silent. Did you know that if you happen to get somebody took you to court or something, you get a summons and they say you have to appear such and such a time. Do you know that if you don't go and appear or have an attorney appear for you, you will lose? Even though you may be correct, but it's because you don't speak up. How many understand what I'm saying to you? The same thing happens here. You're going to lose against the enemy if you don't speak up and begin to speak the word of God. Come on. The word of God coming out of our mouth lets the enemy know that we know who we are in Christ. You see, until you have the realization of who you really are in Christ, you can't defeat him. But when you begin to know who you are in Christ, my dad used to talk about it. He said, I know he taught faith. I know he taught prayer. I know he taught love. But he said, after they know some of this stuff, they cannot make any of that work until they really know who they are in Christ and begin to live the word in Christ. Let me understand what I'm talking to you about. You see, it's because of the word, because we're in Christ, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. There, you see, we need to begin to be able to speak that. We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. The Bible says so. We need to get the word in our mouth so that it comes out of our mouth and we put the devil in his place. He's always coming to you and he comes through your ear gate, your mind gate. Oh, you know, you can't do this. You can't do that. Yes, sir, Mr. Devil, I can do anything I want to do because I'm in Christ and I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Now I'm not talking about doing something wrong, okay? Somebody grab that and go the wrong direction with it. Well, that's your problem, not mine. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about doing whatever it is in life that you need to do. Paul didn't, he didn't say spiritual things. He said all things. If you'll learn to quote the word and ask him, he will help you with your natural job. Now, a lot of people, you start talking about, well, I don't know about that. Yeah, I do. I've been there, done that. Anybody in here ever asked the God to help you with your natural job? And he gave you an answer that you've been looking for? Huh? You see, we need to get a hold of the word. I don't know. I'm just eat up with the fact, get a hold of the word and let the word come out of your mouth. Quit being concerned about everything else. In fact, I think we're watching too much news sometimes. You know, the unspoken word remains inactive. Did you know I could have a firecracker, stick of dynamite, I can hold it and wave it around, nothing happens until I activate it by lighting that fuse. When you light that fuse, you better get rid of it, because you have activated it and something's going to happen. When we speak the word of God, it's like lighting that fuse on that firecracker. Or when you speak the word of God, it activates the power of God to go into action for you. I don't know whether you get that illustration or not, but I see that. Man, when I activate the word of God by speaking it out, that, you know, it's inactive until I say something. How many of you got a car sitting out in the parking lot? Most of you. Did you know you can go and sit in that car and wish and wish and wish that you could go home? But until you push a button and activate that electrical system and all the other systems, nothing happens. The power's there. The engine's there. Everything is there to take you wherever you want to go. But until you activate it, that car's not going to move. And you know what? If you don't keep that battery charged, I don't care how many times you push the button, nothing's going to happen. And if you don't keep the man on the inside charged up with the word of God by continually reading and meditating on the word of God, you can push the button and nothing happens. Anybody getting this? I don't know. I mean, the Lord has just been pounding on me. Speak, tell the people, speak the word. Speak the word, no matter what's going on. The word, speaking the word is what heals you. Speaking the word is what will deliver you. Speaking the word will make a way when there is no way. Speaking the word will give you the strength that you need to stand. After having done all, stand. Just keep speaking the word. 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 The word will sustain you. The word will take you through to the other side. The word will take you through to victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I hope you're getting out of this what I am. You know, back in the word of God, King Jehoshaphat and Judah were facing a great problem. And the word of the Lord came to them, and it brought them victory. Now go to 1 Chronicles 20. 1 Chronicles 20. 1 Chronicles chapter 20. It happened after that the people of Moab with the people of Ammon and others with them besides the Ammonites came to battle against Jehoshaphat. Then some came and told Jehoshaphat, saying, "A great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, from Syria. And they are in Hazor in Tamar, which is in Gedi." Israel was vastly outnumbered by the host of the enemy. Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, is very concerned and upset. So now look what he does. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and to proclaim a fast throughout Judah. So Judah gathered together to ask help from the Lord. From all of the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. When they were seeking the word of the Lord came unto them. Verse 14. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehazel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jeel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, is in the midst of the assembly. And he said, "Listen, all Judah, you and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go down against them. They will surely come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourself, stand still, see the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you." I want you to say to you today, hey, the word of the Lord has come unto you saying, don't be afraid, don't be dismayed, just believe God. It says here that they're not even going to have to fight. Stand still and see. Now, when they heard the word of the Lord, they were glad. Now we drop on down to verse 20. In verse 20, it says that they rose up early in the morning and went out unto the wilderness of Koa, and as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and says, "Hear me, O Judah and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper." And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of his holiness as they went out before the army, praising the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Now when they began to sing and praise, the Lord sent ambushments against Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, and they came who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. For the people of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir to utterly destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. Now here it says for them to get ready to go out to battle, but not to fight. That's what it said. Now I don't know what they sang, but I do know that Psalms was their prayer book and song book. And they may have sang what is in Psalms 136, because it starts out like this: "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for his good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever." I do know that that was part of what they were saying, praising God and saying. And then it goes on: "To him alone does great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever." I want you to notice they're praising God for who he is and what he's done. It says, "To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever." Can't you just see? Here is the choir, the singers, They might have had some musical instruments with them. I don't know. But they're out here in front of the army. Here they are. They're marching out to face the enemy. And I am sure some of those old hardened military captains in the host of the Israel's army were saying, "This is the craziest thing I ever seen." Got the singers up there. They don't even know how to throw a spear. They don't even know how to pull a bow and shoot an arrow. What are them singers doing out there? They're out there because that's what God said do. They're out there singing because that's what God said do. See, we need to get to the point. It don't matter whether it looks like it should happen or not. We need to get to the point that we do it because that's what God said. Come on now. Anybody with me? Now, I want you to notice now. Now they begin to praise him for what he had done for their ancestors. "To him who struck Egypt in the first bronze, for his mercy endureth forever, and brought Israel out from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with an outstretched arm, for his mercy endureth forever." Man, I don't know about you. I just got to picture this. I mean, I marched in the army. I know what it is to march. And I can just see all of these singers out in front. And everybody's marching. And they're singing, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endured forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endured forever. Shihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever." Now they're praising God because they know that God has defeated all of these foes, and their ancestors, they're where they are now because in the promised land because of this. Here they are. "Oh, king of Bashan, for his mercy endureth forever, and gave their land as an inheritance, for his mercy endureth forever." They're living in that land. "A heritage of Israel, his service, for his mercy endureth forever. Who remembered us in our lowly state, for his mercy endured forever. Rescued us from our enemies, for his mercy endured forever." I mean, man, they marching and singing. By about this time, probably old sister so-and-so done shouting. And brother John is doing that hop. Oh, yeah. When I was a little boy, Dad pastored that church in Farmersville. There's a man named John. And he would get excited, and he'd hop around the altar. Can't you see him? They're singing. They're praising God. Can't you see him? They're getting excited because it's what God told them to do. Hey, where am I now? Where am I now? "Who gives food to our flesh, for his mercy endures forever. Who give thanks to the God of heaven, for his mercy endures forever." Hallelujah. There they are. They're out there marching. They're out there singing praises to God. They're going down against the army that is maybe 3 or 4 times stronger than they are. But God said to march out there. They didn't even have to send out a reconnaissance team. If you've been in the army, you know you send out a reconnaissance team to search out and see where the enemy's at. See what their locations are. Hey, God told them exactly where they're going to be. They don't even have to go hunt for it. They just got to go there. Here they are. Now it says in verse 20, 24. Look at this. "So when Judah came to the place overlooking the wilderness, they looked toward the multitude, and there were dead bodies fallen on the earth. No one had escaped." "When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil, they found among them abundance of values on the dead bodies and precious jewels which they stripped off of them, more than they could carry away. They were 3 days gathering up the spoils because it was so much." When they acted on the word of the Lord, the word of the Lord came unto them saying, now they acted on what the word says. God went to battle for them when they began to do what he told them to do. And it, you see, it looked like they were going to lose everything. The enemy's going to come in and take over. But man, God brought them a great increase. Took them 3 days to gather up everything. If you hadn't studied history, you don't understand what it's talking about. In those days when those armies went out, they did not know how long they were going to be gone. And they took a tremendous supply of food and raiment and clothes. They even took valuable gold, silver, jewels to use as barter, to barter for supplies if they needed it with somebody. They had so much stuff there. It took them 3 days to take it up. Man, God, come on now. It may look like you're in the midst to lose everything. Keep quoting the word of God, and your loss will turn into increase. You being bound up will turn into breakthrough. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. When they heard what the Lord had to say, they said, well, yeah, well, I would listen too if somebody got up and began to prophesy like Jehaziel did. Hey, here it is right here. The word of the Lord's already come to you. It's come to you right here in the word. This is the word of the Lord. You don't have to have somebody stand up and say, thus saith the Lord. All you got to do is read what he has to say right here and then go out and act like it's so. Either you believe it and will act on it or you don't. When push comes to shove, do you believe or do you don't believe? Are you just mouthing words or do you really believe? These people really believed, and they went out like he told them to, praising God. I got a book out there called The Untapped Power of Praise. I think it's one of the best sermons that I've ever done. Because God got a hold of him and he said, people are not missing it because of their faith. They're missing it because of their praise. Right here, it shows us the word of the Lord came to them. But then they went out praising him. And it's as they praised him, something happened down there in that camp. I don't know how God caused it to happen. Bible doesn't tell us. If God wanted us to know, he'd have told us. But I do know this, that as they began to sing, something began to happen. Maybe God had to put a big amplification system right over that camp. And maybe had one of them mics and those people were singing. Praise the Lord, he's unkilled all these kings. This is what God has done for us. And they begin to hear all that and say, listen to that. These people are coming after us. They're not even afraid. They're praising their God. Hey, and they get to arguing among one another. I guess that's what they did. I don't know. But then they began to fight one another and kill one another off. If you'll stay true to the word, speaking the word, believing the word, living the word, you'll find that you'll come out on the other side. Let's look at what they did in sequence. They heard the word. They believed the word. They declared the word. And they acted on the word. That's the four things that you got to do. You got to believe this word. Come on now. And it's more, you got to do more than believe it. You got to hear it, believe it, declare it out of your mouth. Not just, well, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. See, some people, too mealy mouth. Put some volume to it. Sometimes you just gotta yell at the devil. Let him know. See, when you really believe something, you don't. Well, I guess then. No, you're forceful with it, right? If you don't really believe it, you're not just forceful. When you really believe it, you're forceful. I believe the word. I'm forceful with it. The Lord is my protector. The Lord is a strong tower. And I run into him for safety. Oh, man. Come on now. No plague shall come near me. No harm shall overtake me. With long, long life I will be satisfied. Come on, let's get a hold of word. Come on, get a hold of word. Get the word coming out of your mouth. Hallelujah. They put the singers out. They began to sing about the power of God. I don't care what you may be facing. I don't care how much discouragement you may be battling. I don't care what's happening. I don't care if you're thinking about giving up. I want to tell you something. If you will begin to praise God for who he is and what he's done, you will see deliverance come. Hallelujah. Now, I realize I hadn't preached very long, but I want the singers to come out here and we're going to do some praising. How many of you have been facing some things? How many of you have been facing discouragement? Listen, whatever it is you've been facing, you're going to sing your way and praise your way to victory right now. I don't care what you've been facing. I don't care what the enemy said to you. You're going to praise your way to victory. That's what happened there. They praised their way to victory. Go ahead.
Bless the Lord, oh mighty ones. Bless the Lord. For the Lord is surely mercy.
Hallelujah. 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 You know, I didn't know what they were going to do. I just told them to be ready to praise God at the end of the message. They didn't even know when I was going to get done. But I want you to notice, it started out slow because they were, you know, we were praising God for who he was. Anybody notice that in the first part of that? And then we just gradually come on to build up until all of a sudden our shout is a weapon. Our praise is a weapon. Somebody say, I need something to defeat the devil with. All you need is your praise coming out of your mouth. Praise coming out of your mouth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I trust you got something out of this today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bow your heads for me just a moment. I never like to do a message that I don't give an opportunity for somebody to find Jesus or to rededicate their life. If you happen to be in this congregation, you couldn't praise God like we were just now because you don't know Jesus as your Savior. God is your Heavenly Father. Or you know what it is, but you... to be in that place, but you're not where you're supposed to be, and you need to rededicate your life. Anybody, anywhere, in this room, anywhere, let me see your hand. I want to pray with you, and I want to pray for you right now. Let me see your hand. Anybody, anywhere, upstairs, downstairs, anywhere, right now. I'm looking across this room. Is there a hand over here? Yes. Thank you. Thank you. I see that hand back there, man. Hallelujah. Anybody else want to join this one? Upstairs, downstairs, anywhere. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I think I've seen a couple of hands. Maybe there's more. I don't know. There's a lot hard to see all over everybody. I'm going to ask you, that if you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, I'm going to ask you to do one more thing. I want to pray with you and for you, but I can't do it if you're there. So I want you to come down here. So you're down here by me so I can pray with you and for you right now. So come on. Come on. Don't stand there. Come on. Just come on. Good. There you go. Now he's moving. Thank you, Jesus. I think there were a couple of more. Come on. If you wanted to raise your hand, should have raised your hand, or raised your hand. Come on. Come on, buddy. Hallelujah. Right here. Come on, buddy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on. If you're upstairs, they'll help you down. Anybody else want to come? Come on. If you raise your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, come on now. 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 Hallelujah. Anybody else? Come on now. This is your opportunity. Thank you, Jesus. You that are standing here, look up here in my direction. If you're standing down here in front of me, I'm going to pray with you, and I'm going to pray for you, and then I'm going to ask you to go to a special place of prayer. Greg, come on over here. This is Brother Greg. He's going to take you, after I pray with you, he's going to take you to a special place of prayer where you can be prayed with individually in depth, given some books and some literature. Okay? Heavenly Father, I thank you right now for each of these that have come. I thank you that their spiritual life will be changed today forever, and their lives will no more be like it has been in the past. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you turn and just follow Brother Greg to that place of prayer right now where you can be prayed with individually, in depth. Hallelujah. Give them a hand as they go. Praise God, praise God, praise God. I love it when I see people come down with repentance and tears flowing down their cheeks. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, did you get a hold of what I'm trying to get across to you today? We got to get the word coming out of our mouth, and we got to praise him for that word. Amen and amen and amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well,